Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Give us bread, but give us roses.
Yesterday, March 8th, marked the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day. In 1910, a woman named Clara Zetkin, who was a leader of the Women's Office for the Social Democratic Party in Germany, tabled the idea of an International Women's Day. She proposed that every year in every country there should be a celebration on the same day, a Women's Day, to press for their demands. The conference of over 100 women from 17 countries, representing unions, socialist parties, working women's clubs, and including the first three women elected to the Finnish Parliament, greeted Zetkin's suggestion with unanimous approval, and thus, International Women's Day was born. It was originally celebrated in 1911, but less than a week after its first celebration, on March 25th, a tragic triangle fire in New York City took the lives of more than 140 working women, most of them Italian and Jewish immigrants. This disastrous event drew significant attention to working conditions, and it led ultimately to the famous Bread and Roses campaign, a slogan attributed to the Lawrence textile strikers who carried posters that read, "We want bread, but we also want roses." Perhaps one of the most significant Women's Day protests took place in 1917 in Russia. On the last Sunday of February, Russian women began a strike for bread and peace in response to the death of over 2 million Russian soldiers in the war, World War I, that is. Opposed by political leaders, the women continued to strike until 4 days later, the Tsar was forced to abdicate and the provisional government granted women the right to vote. The date of that women's strike was Sunday, February 23rd on the Julian calendar, which translates on the Gregorian calendar to March 8th, International Women's Day. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.